My name is Max Ooft. It's a Dutch pronunciation because Suriname was a colony of the Netherlands till 1975. And I'm from the Kalinya people, which is one of the four most numerous indigenous peoples in Suriname. I have participated in a side event on what is called the Indigenous Navigator. This is an initiative on a community-based monitoring of human rights. So in other words, at a community level, at a very local village level, the community itself has to say whether their human rights are being respected or not. For example, the right to property, which is one of the strongest rights everywhere in the world. But our property, which is collective on land, is not respected, which is discrimination in the end, because you do not recognize our collective culture as being equally valid as that individual culture. You know, and that's what we want to show to governments, that our human rights are equally important, and that we also can monitor it to have data to show to the government or to international organizations, to the Human Rights Council, even in courts, that we can actually show with data, evidence-based, that our human rights are not equally respected.
Now tell me, but this is something that's online, and forgive me for sounding ignorant, but I think of indigenous people as being of the earth, of being people, you know, living in the forest or whatever. I mean, and that may be a prejudice on my part, but indigenous communities have equal access to internet, to technology. How does that work?
Okay, yes, definitely. I mean, this is online, but the initiative is not only about the online data. That must be clear. The initiative is about generating data from an indigenous perspective on indigenous rights, and using that data in various ways. So putting it online is only one of the ways of using that data. In the case of Suriname, for example, we kind of brought in a few other activities, concrete activities, for example, doing a water sampling. The villages that we worked with had a problem with the international airport. First, because the airport got a concession, a land lease title, on top of their village. So in a sense, they are threatened in the near future to be removed forcibly because of the airport wants to expand. So one of the things they did within this project was making a map of their ancestral territory to be able to show to the airport, to the government, and potentially in the future to the courts for human rights, that this is their ancestral territory.
I want to ask you something. You know, when situations like that arise where there's so much injustice, does that make you really angry? Or, I mean, because you seem really placid.
Yes, of course it does make me angry. The only thing is that I kind of learned to channel my anger, because I've been in this since 1992, after the war in Suriname, fought in the interior between the National Army and guerrilla groups, things that people probably don't hear about in, you know, anywhere else. And our villages had the most damage from that. And then the political group from that military or paramilitary period established the organizations that we have nowadays. And that's where I first started. And of course, you get out of violence and you don't want to go into violence again. So we kind of learn to use the regular system to express our anger. And one of them is the permanent forum. The others are nowadays the courts, the regional courts, the Human Rights Council. So we kind of channel our anger through those channels. But yes, I'm angry, yes.
And I'm sure that this Navigator too is one of those channels that will help indigenous people worldwide. What are your hopes for this data being used going forward?
Well, as I mentioned, this was a pilot. We heard that the European Union has already I'm not sure if that's formal, but they are definitely positive towards the second phase. So we do that this will have a second phase where Suriname and maybe other countries can benefit from, to show that this is something that can be duplicated in other countries and can actually be used at policy level, because that's ultimately the intention, that such a navigator online, or whether you use the data for other purposes, will lead to policy and hopefully legislative changes that will revert, you know, this injustice. That's our hope.